All right. Hey, folks, and welcome to the Dollar and a Different Show. I'm your host, Josh, and this is the show where we talk all about how to add social impact into a for-profit business. So maybe you're building one already, you're well on your way, and you're just looking to make that better, or you're looking to get started in this space because you're an entrepreneur who gives a shit. So either way, we're going to help you out. And this is something I'm experimenting with. This is what I'm tentatively calling my Monday impact moment. So we'll see if we can make a habit out of this, of me just chiming in, giving you some real life raw stuff that I've been grappling with and that we've been seeing in our community, right? It's never just me. It's about you. It's about our whole community, because we've got a Facebook group around this and all kinds of different stuff going on where we talk to people every day who are entrepreneurs like you, who actually give a shit and want to make some social change with their business. And so we just talk about how to do it. So today's message for, like I said, what I'm calling the Monday impact moment right now, today's message is this: sometimes you don't hit your goal. Keep moving anyway. I mean, as entrepreneurs, right, part of it is getting out there and getting your nose bloodied. And like one of my mentors says, earning your own scars. We're going to set goals for ourselves. We're not always going to hit them. And sometimes it's pretty freaking painful when you don't hit them. Doesn't matter. Keep moving anyway. But there's a catch. If you miss your goal, you can't just keep doing the same things you've been doing and expecting a different outcome. Einstein said that was the definition of insanity. Just do the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome, right? You can't do that. Okay, so if you don't hit your goal, you got to keep moving anyway, but you also got to make some changes. Now, to think about that, and this is really going to be the moral of today's show, to think about that, I want you to remember a mantra. And in fact, I want you to burn this mantra into your brain. All right? Here's the mantra. Measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. Measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. Let me use myself as a guinea pig to unpack this, all right? So we're going to unpack this phrase with each one of its 3 points. Let's start with measure what matters, okay? Measure what matters. It's fine to set goals for yourself, but let's pretend you're like me, right? We set a bunch of goals around a recent launch we did for our membership site, the Impact Business Base. Now, if any of you had been tuning into that, I can just tell you right now, that launch went good, but it didn't go nearly as well as we had expected. We didn't hit goal, right? We had goals in terms of number of members, number of new people into our community, all those kinds of things that we wanted to hit, right? We had all these goals, okay? So we had a goal of 50 new members, right? And then that translates into a revenue goal and all this kind of thing, okay? So we had goals. But here's the thing. We knew we had these goals, but we knew we needed to measure what was going on, right? It's not enough to just set a goal and say, hey, I want to get 50 new members. Well, then the problem is if you don't hit that goal and you don't measure anything, you don't know why you didn't get there, okay? So measure what matters. Let me tell you how we measured what matters. First of all, the first way that we brought people into our community to even talk to them about the Impact Business Base, a lot of that came in through Facebook. In fact, essentially all of it came in through either Facebook ads or an email community that we had already built up. The Facebook ads, by the way, were just driving people into our email community. That is really where we grow. But by running Facebook ads and by doing things in an email community, we can measure a lot of what matters. For example, we can measure how much it costs us to get somebody to sign up to our email list. We can measure what percentage of people hit our landing page actually sign up for our email list. And part of the way we can do that, by the way, is we have measuring also set up on all of our landing pages. So we know that when someone hits off Facebook, and just specifically off Facebook, right, that landing page is only for people on Facebook, we know what percentage of those people will actually sign up to our email list. We have a percent, right? We know that. Then we send a series of emails that nurtures a relationship with folks. So we can measure what percentage of people open those emails, what percentage of people click those emails, right? And then ultimately, we can measure what percentage of those folks actually sign up as members for our membership site. We can do that because we've set up measurement points at basically every step of our customer journey. I can't tell you how many of you out there are not doing this. You're not measuring what matters. You're not measuring things like conversion rates, how much it costs you to get somebody on your list. Or if you're doing organic traffic, that's fine. You know, in other words, if you're doing like guest posts or things like that. But if you're expending that kind of energy writing a guest blog post or getting on a guest podcast interview, you better know what percentage of people are actually signing onto your email list, buying your offer, whatever, from that. Because you need to know whether or not your energy is worth it. So you've got to have measurement points set up at every step of your customer journey so that you can measure what matters. Okay? So we did that. Now, there are certainly things that we can get better at in terms of how we measure, but we did a pretty good job of that to where we knew that we were getting good costs for ads. In other words, we were converting at a good rate, right? People were hitting that landing page and converting at a good percentage. You know, we hit gold there. We got good open rates on all of our emails. But when it came down to people actually signing on as members, that was where we fell short. So because we've measured every step of the journey, we can really deduce one of two things. Either it's something about that sign-up point, something about our offer that's just not resonating with as many people as we want, or it has something to do with a communication mismatch between the community we're bringing in and the offer we're making them. In other words, maybe what we want to do with our offer and the community we want to target is not actually the community we're bringing in, right? Because with our emails, we talk a lot about social impact and things like that, and that might be great, and that might resonate with that audience. But the minute we start talking about a membership site, that just might not be where they're at in their business. So because we've measured what mattered, we can go back now. Didn't hit our goal, but we're going to keep moving, and we're going to look at, okay, how can we hit our goal next time? Well, it's going to come one of two ways, either changing something up about our offer or changing something up about the community that we bring to it. Okay, but we know that because we measured what matters. Now, second part of that phrase is ditch what doesn't. Ditch what doesn't. So I'll give you another example from our launch. We experimented with a lot of things, like Instagram direct messages and Facebook direct messages and that kind of thing. Well, because we had landing pages that measured the conversion, in other words, we sent out all these direct messages on Instagram, people hit a landing page that was unique just for those direct messages on Instagram, right? So we could look right at that specific landing page. Now, for anyone looking at it, it looks like any other landing page we have. We've just set up something on our back end to where it's only people from Instagram hitting that page, so we know the percentage of people that actually convert. What we found was Instagram was really not an effective reach out tactic for us. We knew that because a tiny percentage of people relative to the messages we sent actually clicked, and an even smaller percentage actually signed up for our email list. Okay, so ditch what doesn't. We're not going to be doing that on Instagram anymore, but we know that, okay? And we figured it out fast. Too many folks out there, and believe me, I was guilty of this when I started out. Too many folks, I'll tell you how I did it. I did tons of guest posting, right? Wrote all these guest blogs, all kinds of stuff like that. I was pouring tons of energy into it, but I was never measuring what it was actually returning for me, for our community, in terms of people actually signing on. When I finally started measuring it, I was shocked. Shocked, because it wasn't returning hardly anything in terms of people joining our community. Now, it might have been a little helpful in terms of social proof, but I could have knocked that out pretty fast and moved on if I'd been measuring, right? When I started measuring that, I figured out that it really didn't matter at all, so I ditched it, but it took me a long time to figure that out. Don't let that happen to you. Start measuring right away. Any of your marketing efforts that you're putting out, again, I don't care if it's organic, whatever it is. If you're not spending a dime on paid ads, that's fine. But you better be measuring the effectiveness of what you're doing. And there are a lot of simple hacks to do that. There are too many simple hacks out there to figure that out. There aren't any excuses. So don't be saying to me that, you know, you don't have the money to get a system set up to track it. You don't understand Google Analytics. Bullcrap. You don't need any of that. You don't need any of that. What you can do with basically any website provider you have is make duplicate copies of any landing pages you're creating to give something away or share about what you're doing or bring people into your community to create duplicate copies, and then only share copy one on Facebook, copy two on Instagram, copy three on your guest posts, right? Then you know with copy three, it's just people coming in from guest posts and you can measure what matters that way. Okay, there are simple hacks. But bottom line, you got to be able to also ditch what doesn't. Like I said, in our launch, we're ditching Instagram going forward. Okay. Now, the last part of this phrase is double down on what does matter. In other words, once you figure out what's really moving the needle for you in terms of marketing and growing your community, and in terms of getting you to your goals, double down on it. Double down on it. I mean, we figured out over our last few rounds that Facebook ads, that's something that really moves the needle for us. We can measure the result all the way from how people convert onto our email list to when they actually buy in. Right? I'll give you an example with a program we used to have called our boot camp. We had gotten to the point where for every dollar we put into Facebook ads, we were getting about $3 to $4 back. In other words, for every dollar in, we got $4 back from people buying into certain into that program. Right? We could track that though down to the penny because Facebook's tracking is really good. Well, obviously, when we realize that, we're going to double down on that. You know, if you can put a dollar in and get $3 to $4 back, I mean, double down on that, you know. But that's the point, is you want to figure out what are the things, and usually it's one or two things that are really moving the needle for you, and then put focused intensity on those. Double down on those. And that's where you'll really see magic happen. But before you can double down on what matters, you got to measure what matters. You got to ditch what doesn't, and then you got to double down on it, which remembers our mantra for today. Measure what matters, ditch what doesn't, and double down on what does. And lastly, remember, if you don't hit goal, sometimes you won't hit goal. Keep going anyway. Keep going anyway. And as long as you're employing this mantra, sky's the limit in terms of what you can learn and how you can grow from not hitting goal. All right, folks, that is my Monday impact moment. Trying to make this a weekly thing. If it works out, if it clicks with you all, we'll do that. This is Josh again with A Dollar and a Difference show. Take it easy and keep it real out there, folks.